For the past 60 years, the members of the Inner Community Auxiliary have worked tirelessly and devotedly to raise money for their community hospital, giving millions of dollars toward the purchase of vital equipment, the funding of critical programs, and the creation of a scholarship fund for local college students. Citrus Valley Health Foundation and Citrus Valley Medical Center are proud to honor these outstanding men and women of the Auxiliary who work so selflessly to continue a long-standing tradition of philanthropy, volunteerism, and service.
The Inner Community Auxiliary is a fantastic group. I mean, the selection committee, I think, did an outstanding job this year in making their selection. Here's a group that works for free. They're here every day. They're the first response to a patient or an employee or a visitor. They raise money. My understanding, they've raised over $2.5 million over the course of their existence. And not only that, I find out today that they actually pay dues to belong to this organization. And to this end, I think they're well deserving of this award.
We have close to 275 members, and every one of them do their part. They're required to do so many hours to start with. But every one of them get interested in one thing or another, a different position to work at. And everyone is a mover and shaker.
We look at them as though they're a sister organization to Citrus Valley Health Foundation, which is responsible for a significant amount of fundraising for the hospital. Since inception for the auxiliary, I believe that they've raised somewhere in excess of $2.8 million and contributed that to the hospital. That probably places them, if not the highest, very close to the largest contributor to the hospital.
Since it was founded in 1945, the auxiliary has had a golden touch when it came to raising money for the hospital. Everything from barbecues to fashion shows became avenues for bringing in much-needed funds. Today, the Auxiliary still plans profitable and fun events, but they have also expanded their efforts into other areas.
The Auxiliary raises money by selling coupon books. We do home tours. We have a vendor sale almost every month. We have a very active boutique that has two sales a year, and our bargain box and gift box are also very productive.
The Inner Community Auxiliary's bargain box is located on Citrus, right there by the Metro line. Been there as long as I can remember, and they basically accept anything and everything you and I don't want, they're willing to take. And then they turn around, clean it, fix it up, and sell it. The bargain box is easily their number one fundraising operation that they have in and for the hospital.
Working in a thrift shop, you never know what's going to happen. We can get really unusual things come in the back door, and 10 of us work there each day, and you hold up this unusual thing, and everybody's trying to decide what in the world it could be. So we have some real fun times over there, and it's one of our biggest money makers, so it's a delightful place to work.
The Inner Community Auxiliary runs the gift shop in the hospital, and they do it successfully, but that's not the real story. The real story is that when they were asked to take it over many years ago, it was a loser. It was costing the hospital money to operate it. Since those women went in there, not only does it not lose money, it today makes a lot of money. And not only that, they've expanded the inventory today that you can buy everything from flowers to little teddy bears to See's candy during the holidays. They've done a remarkable job. I many times tell them they're the best businesswomen I've ever met in my life.
You may be surprised at how easily a few discarded treasures or one-of-a-kind jewelry items can translate into state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment or a life-saving monitor. But the auxiliary knows. They know every dollar they raise helps give our community a healthier future. Over the years, the Auxiliary's contributions to the hospital have enhanced the vital programs and services provided to patients. Programs such as the Heart Center, cancer services, and emergency care. But fundraising is only half of the story. For Inner Community would be just like any other medical center if it weren't for the contagious energy and special talents of our auxilians. They love being here, and it shows. Patients and visitors are embraced by their warm smiles and welcoming nature. And staff members are touched by their efforts on a daily basis.
The Inner Community Auxiliary is really the spirit of the organization. They are the people at the front desk. They always have a smile on their face. And when you're coming into the hospital for a serious procedure, the first person you're going to interact with is a ICC auxilian. And with that smile, it really has a calming effect to the patient, and it's worth its weight in gold.
No matter whether it is a fundraiser they're doing or they're just having lunch, these women have fun doing what they're doing for the hospital and do it out of their heart.
They keep us aware of what's going on in the community. They keep us aware of the statistics. They even solicit us for funds when they're at the meeting. If they've got a fundraiser going on, they're actually soliciting us, which is wonderful.
Their personal reasons for volunteering here are as varied as the gifts they sell in the lobby shop. But it's the camaraderie they receive from each other and the sense of appreciation they receive from patients and staff that motivate them to keep coming back, some for 45 years or more.
I joined the auxiliary in 1958, and over those 47 years, I have contributed over 9,000 hours to the hospital.
I think they're willing to give their time and energy because of the fact that we are so appreciated here at the hospital, and we all feel like we're adding something to the day-to-day operation.
I think volunteers who come to the hospital, first of all, we come because we want to. We know what the goals are of the auxiliary. So we're all there for the same reason, to help patients, that's number one probably, but also to raise money for the hospital and its activities.
I have always felt that giving back to the community was something that if I could do it, it was one thing I want to do. I am very happy to use what talents I have, and I just think that that is what we were put on earth to do.
Because of their untiring devotion to our hospital and the community, and because of their amazing support of vital medical programs and services, the Inner Community Auxiliary is the perfect choice for this year's LeBand Award.
I feel very honored to be president of the Auxiliary and to accept the LeBand Award on behalf of our membership. I would like to thank the Foundation Selection Committee. It is a privilege to be in the same group of past honorees. They are all so deserving and shining examples to us all.
On behalf of the Citrus Valley Health Foundation Board of Trustees and all of the members in the community who receive services from this organization, I would like to congratulate the Inner Community Auxiliary. I cannot think of a better group of people or organization and more deserving of this award.
On behalf of the Board of Directors and the entire staff at Citrus Valley Health Partners, congratulations. And to each and every member of the Inner Community Auxiliary, thank you for all that you do for our patients and the community.
Their contributions to the mission of Citrus Valley Medical Center may have been 60 years in the making, but their gifts of love, laughter, and generosity will live on in our community and in our hearts forever. Thank you, Inner Community Auxiliary, for making this such a wonderful world.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Thank you, Auxiliary.
The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, eyes cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Thank you, Auxiliary.
Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Thank you.